Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's Rainmaking Time. It is extremely exciting. We have one of the few people on Earth today who is curing cancer across the world. It's not a joke. It's not some alternative hyped-out therapy. It's Dr. Tullio C. Mancini, a Roman doctor specializing in oncology, diabetology, and metabolic disorders. He is the author of the book Cancer is a Fungus. He gets it done with many different types of cancers using sodium bicarbonate. He's going to explain to us how he uses it, what he does, and what's available to us, God forbid, that have cancer today. Cancer is curable. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tullio C. Mancini, welcome to It's Rainmaking Time.
Thank you to you. I am glad to respond to your questions and to clarify to the American people my theory and my treatment.
First of all, I think it's extremely courageous of you what you're doing. It's unique. There are a lot of people on the earth saying that they're curing cancer or that their treatments will cure cancer. But the truth really is in the results, isn't it?
Yes, it is true, because in my opinion, if you want to search, make a research for something, you have to have a logical idea. So everybody wants to cure cancer without ideas. Look, the official oncology put investigated an hypothesis. The hypothesis of the abnormal cell reproduction, and after hundreds of years of researches, it is still at the starting point. So it is a false idea, because if you don't find anything in one century, maybe the main idea is wrong. The other care, alternative people, alternative doctor, alternative carers, they have no ideas. They just say, oh, this herb is good because eliminate the cancer, without results. They have no result, but they say that. Or this herb, this seed, or this wave, this vitamin, this supplement, they just deceive people. Because they have no idea, they have no results, they just want to sell products without helping anybody. This is my opinion.
This is very controversial of you to say this, and it kind of puts you in the midst of conflict between alternative practitioners and allopathic doctors who are also not getting results by providing chemotherapy and radiation. Now, why is it, doctor, that a certain percentage, I don't know how small it is, but a certain percentage of people with cancer who use radiation and chemotherapy somehow will go into remission? Why does that happen?
Because there is 1-2% that heal for hazard. No matter if they do the conventional, the seeds, the waves, everything. But the real cancer, such as the brain, lung, pancreatic, liver cancer, there are no survivors. Why? Because they are true cancers. When do we have remissions with conventional treatments? Sometimes with the surgery, but it's very rare that the surgery can uproot completely the fungal colony. But it can happen in a certain percentage, 3-4%, 2-3-4. Then all the other healings are just lies, manipulation, statistics, manipulation of the statistics, lies. So, for instance, look at the cancer of the breast. Oh, the official oncology says, oh, we have many, many, many remissions. That's not true. In Italy, we had 40 years ago, 13 women died from cancer. Last year, 13 women died from cancer. Where is the difference? The difference is that they make lots of false diagnoses that are not tumors, and so the people heal, patients heal, but they are not true. Another case, another cancer that is a flag for the conventional oncology is the lymphomas. Many lymphomas can heal in the official oncology and in alternative treatments because they are not cancer. The immune system can grow up for many other causes, but some also for the cancer, but not always is cancer. So the healings in the conventional treatments are just the result of a manipulation, lies, manipulation of statistics and hazard. Because if we don't know what is the cause of something, of a cancer, how can we be sure that what we do is correct, is effective? This is just a dream, but it is not true. Just manipulation, propaganda.
So
that's my opinion.
So, doctor, what you're saying, in other words, is most of the people that are treating cancer absolutely don't understand what they're dealing with, what they're looking at, or how to proceed.
Right. Because if we speak about the population of the constellation of Andromeda, or, I don't know, of a star billions and billions of kilometers from the Earth, and we can say whatever we want, but we don't know what we deal with. We don't know what to say because we don't understand what kind of people of living being are in the opposite part of the universe. So if I am an humble countryman, I can say, oh, I don't know. If you are a big scientist, a big researcher, you can make complicated, difficult theories, but you say stupidities because you don't know the subject of the investigation of the theories of the researches. So I can say definitely today the scientists don't know what they say and what they do. They just are wandering in the dark. This is my opinion. And the result is that with these theories, with these hypotheses, we have 9 million people dying every year from cancer. So it is evident, the lie.
There was a very famous statistician named Dr. Edward Deming that traveled around. By the way, he spent extensive time in Japan introducing people to his theory about quality. I studied with him. And one of the things that he said years ago, he mostly helped people with manufacturing. But what he said was, no matter what you do in the area of quality, a certain statistical portion of all products, no matter how good you are, is going to go back. When you were talking about statistically, there will be some people who will take to radiation and chemo simply because there's a statistic of people that no matter what they take, they're going to heal. Like,
yes,
an anomaly. It's almost like a medical anomaly.
Yeah, but that's no, because we have the hazard. And no matter what you do, you will find always some people that can heal by themselves.
Right.
That's the problem. Without any idea, without any effective treatment, without nothing. So this is not science. This is just, a deal of betting.
Right. I'm just saying statistically there will be a certain percentage of people that will heal no matter what. But for everybody else, most of the people I've known, doctor, who've had cancer have died.
Yeah. The hard reality is that today, still, the cancer is the killer number one, especially the killer and the monster against the society number one, sufferings, pain, depression, and death. It is a problem that is not resolved. That's why we have to refuse all the official hypotheses, official treatments, because it is clear that everything is just a lie.
It's very exciting. You are taking your work to Japan to establish clinics and other countries that are receptive to this treatment for cancer. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I hope to definitely go to Japan or open a clinic. I am opening a clinic, a Simoncini Center, Cancer Center, over there, because in Japan the character of the people is more serious. So I have this great opportunity. I have also the opportunity contact and program to put clinic to set up a clinic in Peru or in Switzerland. I have already a clinic I cooperate with in Switzerland. Or in Cuba. I spoke with employees of doctors and employees of the government. They invited me to open a clinic over there or to work over there. But look, this is everywhere I can go. There is a little light of freedom. Cuba, Switzerland. Switzerland is not completely the Europe. It's one land, one country where the freedom is still present. Cuba, we know, it is not aligned country. Peru is where I can go. It is an anarchic country. The Japan, it is quite different as a mentality. You know, it is an Oriental, Eastern mentality. They are more serious. If they see something working, they can go beyond the politicians and the government. I hope so. I have the opportunity. This opportunity, maybe I can go on with this opportunity, but that would be a big conquest for the society, because I could definitely demonstrate the value of my theory, my treatment, and the lies that are in the official oncology.
You've cured many different forms of cancer, from brain cancer to vaginal cancer to rectal cancer to stomach cancer.
Yeah.
Working with and through other people. My question to you is, can you please explain again and make clear why it is that fungus is so powerful?
Because it can adapt itself, it can survive, at any changement of the environment. And moreover, the fungus is not a bacteria. It is like a social aggregation. The fungi communicate, are connected each other, and they can change, they can help each other and fight against the danger that comes from outside. So it is not a single cell. It is an aggregate that has the power and the energy of an animal. That's why it is difficult to eliminate it.
That's shocking to hear that it has the power and energy of an animal. You've said
right.
That before, and it's kind of shocking.
No, that's true. The only difference that they have, the fungi have no digestive system. They absorb everything. They are more powerful. They have no nervous system, but they communicate. They can adapt. They are more adaptable. So it is more difficult because they are not complex structures. They are aggregation, but they are simple structures. So they can adapt themselves to everything. And there are tumors. There are tumors that have the power of a cat, of a mouse. They are also so strong. To think about it, about this, three cells of a fungus can imprison a worm and kill it and eat it.
Wow!
So they are terrible. But it is underestimated because it's not understood. That's the problem.
Does mold have anything to do with fungus? Is there any connection or relationships?
There are. Mold is a fungus. This is the same.
So bread that you eat that may have mold in it, don't eat it.
No, because the fungi, different molds and fungi have to adapt themselves to each substance, to a plant, to the animals, to the man. So they need a time. If you eat a mold or if you eat a fungus, nothing happens in your organism. You can eat it in freedom.
Oh, so that's different?
Yes, but it's the same. It's the same, but it is something that is same as an aggregate, but it's something quite different with respect to the adaptation to a living being. So at the end, it's always a fungus, but it's not dangerous.
That's good to know. What about mushrooms? The same thing applies?
The same thing. Mushrooms are parasites. They eat. They are the cancer of the plants, of the roots, everything.
Wow. Okay. I want you to explain why it is that you want to form a relationship with the chemical companies to create an antifungal drug.
I am a conventional doctor. I want to do something effective, something available, easy for all the humankind. So, if my theory is that the cancer is a fungus, the fungus can be destroyed with the suitable antifungal drugs, not the antifungal drugs that we produce today. But if we want to produce the suitable antifungal drugs, we have to cooperate, we have to do it with the chemical industries. And they will be able to help the humankind because they have the money, they have the structure, they have the laboratories. They can do it. And I am available to offer my knowledge and my theory and my knowledge to produce the antifungal drugs that can destroy and can eliminate the cancer. And I think that it will be possible in the future because this is the only way for the humankind.
Do you think that you'll still be able to do your sodium bicarbonate treatments even when the antifungal drugs come out?
Yes, you can associate it, but the sodium bicarbonate will be associated, but once you have suitable antifungal drug, you can do whatever you want, so with or without the sodium bicarbonate.
But in the meantime, what we have available is the sodium bicarbonate treatments done in a very specific way.
Yes, we can do it. It is possible to cure many kinds types of cancer with sodium bicarbonate solutions by making the treatment with the direct administration.
Now, there are some people that have heard about you that are on the internet saying people can cure their cancers by just eating or drinking sodium bicarbonate, and I know you're very upset about that.
This is not true. In USA, a lot of clinics, doctors all over the world, they make treatment, but they don't succeed because they don't know what to do. They just want to sell other mixed substances. Only drinking, by drinking or making light treatment with sodium bicarbonate, it is not possible to succeed. If you want to succeed on cancer, you have to be determined. You have to do suitable treatments, quick treatments, and you have to avoid any mix with other substances. So usually the treatments that are made with sodium bicarbonate in USA or in Germany or in other parts of the world are not effective.
And it's because they're not doing what your protocol is. Is that correct?
Yes, because they don't know what to do. They just follow the fashion, the conformism.
You're injecting it directly into the tumor itself and also through veins, correct? And arteries?
Yes. Depends where is the cancer. Intravenously for the thyroid, for the lung, larynx, brain. But for the other tumors, you have to go directly into the organs. Port cats, catheters, operation. So,
are you actually teaching people from different parts of the world? If doctors fly in to see you, are you teaching them in your clinic there in Rome?
No, not in Rome. I just make seminars or conferences. But I am also suspicious because when I make a seminar, doctors say, oh, I follow a seminar with Dr. Simoncini, I can cure cancer, I can make sodium bicarbonate treatment. This is not true. There is a clinic in Tulsa. They say that, Oklahoma, they say that they make my treatment. This is a false. This is a lie. They don't succeed because they just mix garbage with the sodium bicarbonate. And all over the world, the doctors, alternative doctors, at first don't want to understand, to learn. They just want to make money. After one day, they pretend to be able to do my treatment. It's clear that they just, also the alternative doctors say lies. One time a doctor in New York told to a patient, you have a risky cancer of life. If you want to succeed, you have to go where is the Pope? Rome. You understand me?
Yeah, so how are doctors who are dedicated, how can they learn from you to do this treatment properly?
I will do seminars. I will do stages, but I couldn't do completely before because I had to defend myself from the medical board, from the medical association, the judges, the police, everything.
Were you ever fearful for your well-being?
No, but I had many problems. I had to fight like Caesar Imperator, Augustus Imperator. Against all the world.
How did your family deal with all this?
No, they are really, really, they supported me because they knew very well the result, the people completely healed, and they knew that I am on the right. But sometimes, especially 10 years ago, 9, 8, 7, 6, it was very hard. And also the denigration are very bitter, very, very hard to digest. But I don't care because I know that God gave me a big, 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 big gift to unveil the truth on cancer. So I have to be thankful. I have to sustain. And I have to counterattack just to help the humankind, the society. So I am tranquil, my family is tranquil. But sometimes there are problems when you are persecuted every week from by the judges, the police, the medical board, television, journalists. You understand me?
Yes, I do.
But I don't care. At the end, I thank God. I thank God because he gave me a big, big light. And when some patients call me, write to me and write down or say to me, the tack is clear. Ah, that's another day for me.
That's awesome.
That's another day. And many times it happens, and I am really, really grateful to God.
It's beautiful what you're saying. How did you even come up with the idea to use sodium bicarbonate? How did that come into being?
Yes, I understood that the psoriasis was a fungus, and for the official medicine, psoriasis is incurable. I could cure it, and I destroyed it, eliminated it with iodine cincture. In a moment when I was really suffering, I made a syllogism. But maybe another incurable illness, the cancer, is a fungus. And I thought, how can I destroy a fungus that is a cancer inside the body? Not with iodine tincture, because it is ineffective and harmful. And I thought about the property of the sodium bicarbonate that was given to the children, children when they had the baby, the trash of the baby. And so I thought, oh, maybe I can use sodium bicarbonate. And I started to administer sodium bicarbonate, and I had the result at once. As I told you, I told in my conference, also in the book, I started with the children. And I saw at once that it was effective, and I had the results.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah, one time I was making the history for a boy 11 years old in coma. After 6-7 days of my treatment, he recovered from the coma completely. His mother told me I would like to speak one time, because he takes 15 days and I don't speak with him. Even though I know that he will die, I would like to speak with him. She told me that at 11:30 in the morning. 7:30 in the evening she was talking with his son after he did the sodium bicarbonate treatment. And I noticed at once the effectiveness of the sodium bicarbonate. Anyway, that we could speak for hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been speaking with, listening to, and learning from Dr. Tullio C. Mancini, live from Rome, the author of Cancer is a Fungus. A word to all of you listening to this segment of It's Rainmaking Time is to take very seriously the work of Dr. C. Mancini and the results that he's getting. If any of you or your loved ones come down with cancer and want to fast track being cured of this, consider the work of Dr. C. Mancini. Is there anything else you would like to share with audiences in closing this segment of It's Rainmaking Time, Doctor?
That we have to be confident. The moment of the truth, I think, is very near. And with this moment, I think all the society will be set free from this huge monster. I think that God will help us to accelerate this process and to set people free and to live without sufferings and fears. This is my wish, this is my conviction. I think that very soon it will happen.
I'm very excited, and thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and the cure of cancer that you're courageously bringing forth in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tullio C. Mancini, the author of Cancer is a Fungus. You can reach him at cancerisafungus.com. Pick up the book, share it with your friends and loved ones and associates. And Doctor, thank you for being on It's Rainmaking Time, for your patience with some of our technical difficulties.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.